You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beis-Shemesh Israel, 5786, 2025. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Bereishis. We are starting the Torah over once again, trying to understand the will of Hashem from the very onset of creation. And I personally am celebrating, Baruch Hashem, the engagement of my daughter. Just two nights ago, we had a beautiful engagement party. And of course, when you're in that mode and you're thinking about the beautiful potential of a future couple, of a future house in Am Yisrael, so we look in the parasha and we notice the things, we're drawn to the things, the lessons that apply to us. Pasuk says in chapter 2, verse 20, "Vayikra ha'adam shemes l'chol ha'behem, o lo'if ha'shamayim l'chol chayas ha'sada, o lo'adam lo'im atzei ezer kenegda Hashem." Asked Adam HaRishon, or directed Adam HaRishon, to give names to each of the creatures, each of the animals, call out its essence, call out its purpose. As Leshem says, the animals each had their own abilities, and they had their own special tafkid. Originally, all the animals were supposed to be used in service of Adam, and in service of Hashem, to accomplish incredible things. We lost that level with the chait. But Adam calls them each by their names, and he notices that each of them has a pair, each of them has a helpmeet, helpmate. But he doesn't find one for himself. So subsequently, Hashem puts him to sleep. He gives him anesthesia. V'akach achas mitzaloisov. Hashem takes one of his tzalois, which could mean one of his ribs, his side, and then he closes the flesh underneath it. So he takes a piece of Adam. Even Hashem elakim esatzela shelokach min Adam liish aviva el haAdam. Hashem takes a piece of Adam and refashions that piece, builds from that piece Chava, his wife. And Hashem brings this woman to Adam. Vayemer ha'Adam, zois ha'pam, etzem me'atzamai, uvosar mi'psari. Adam says, this time, which is interesting, this time, what it means, because it was the first time, but this time, Hashem has taken from me a bone from my bones, or a side from my side, flesh from my flesh, and she will be called woman. Isha is woman, Ish is man. And of course, the woman is taken from the man. The woman is a piece of the man, and when they come back together, they rejoin, they become one. Two parts of one soul. Therefore, a man should leave his mother and father, attach himself to his wife, they become one. They have kids together. They become unified through the children that they create, as Rashi says. So, in these psukim, there's a few secrets, a few deep ideas. I'd like to share with you what the Medrash says. And there's a really powerful lesson here, which helps us to have a good approach to life, generally. And understand also specifically how to deal in marriage. The pasuk says that Hashem took the side or the rib of Adam HaRishon, of the first man, and he built from that rib a new person. Her name was Chava. What does Vayiven mean? Says the Medrash. The word Vayiven, which means to build, also has at its root the word Bina. Bina means intuition, or it can also mean ksiv. His vayiven ksiv, his boinin ma'ayin levroiso. Hashem contemplated, as it were, where he would create her from. Vayiven, in the building of Chava from Adam, the piece of Adam, there was a bina, yiven bina. There was an intuitive approach. There was a thoughtful approach. Amar Hashem says like this, listen up. You know, it's the beginning. Breishis is the beginning. Breishis is the foundation of reality. We're building everything from here. We're building everything, so when you build something, you have to do it right at the beginning. And whatever you see in the beginning is what you see playing out in all of history. So Rashi says at the very first Rashi in the Torah, why do we have to start with Breishis? Why don't we start with the commandments? Why are we starting with the story? Because you gotta know who created the world, and you gotta know that Hashem gives the land of Israel to whom He sees fit. If Klal Yisrael deserves it, Klal Yisrael gets it. The Muslim can't say that we've stolen it from them. But I want to point out that you see in the very beginning how it's going to play out, how things are going to be in the end. 5,786 years later, it matters what it says in Breishis. It matters that the Jewish people have a claim to Eretz Yisrael because Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael. And here too, when Hashem is creating Chava, He's looking at her and He's saying, this is the most important moment for Chava. This is the foundational moment. What am I going to make her from? Which part of Adam am I going to make her from? If I make her from Adam's head, take a piece of Adam's head. Take a cell from the top of his head. Hashem said, no, that's not a good idea. I don't want the foundation of Chava to be from the head, which the head represents the kavod of a person, the honor of a person, the person walks b'koim as kufa, the lashon of Chazal is the language of our sages. A person walks around with a haughty head, with his head held high. So that's not in Chazal we see that there's a much greater stress on humility. Hashem said, I don't want her to be a balgaiva, I don't want her to be egotistical, I'm not going to create her from the head of Adam. I don't want to create her from the eye. I don't want to take one of Adam's eyes and make Chava out of that. Shalita Esakronis, because I don't want her to be somebody who's overly using her eyes to notice things that maybe she shouldn't be noticing. I'm not going to make her out of Adam's ear, because I don't want her to be trying to hear things that she shouldn't be listening to. Hashem says, I'm not going to make her out of Adam's mouth, because I don't want her to be overly talkative. I don't want her to be somebody who has a heart full of jealousy. I'm not going to make her out of Adam's heart. I'm not going to make her out of the hands. I'm not going to make her out of the feet. She shouldn't be overly involved in hand usage, feet usage in a negative sense. And Hashem says, I want to take a section, a piece of Adam HaRishon, which is a hidden part, a humble part, maybe an insignificant part, seemingly insignificant part. The part is inside, it's underneath. It's not the ear that sticks out or the eye that's noticed, or it's not a part of the body that's noticed. It's a bone inside, underneath. Even the person, Adam HaRishon, didn't originally have any clothes, but the bone of his rib was covered, because it represents that the foundation of what a woman is, the foundation of what ideally a woman is supposed to be, is modesty. And when I say modesty, I mean here conceptually, the concept of modesty, and we all need to be this. It means not being full of ourselves, not being egotistical, not overusing our power. I'm going to get to this point of not overusing our power. That's what modesty is. I have a power over you. I can walk around with my head held high, haughtily, look down on everybody, and that's a certain power. Belittle people. Hashem did not make us that way. Hashem made us in a way which is tznius. And Hashem is teaching Adam as well, in using that part of Adam's body to create Chava, how Adam should be. And the Medrash says something very beautiful called Ever ve'Ever Shayabayribo. As Hashem, can we imagine Hashem takes this bone and out of the bone flowers the entire human being, the entire Chava. And as each and every one of her limbs was being created, Hashem said to each limb, Tehei Isha Tznua, Isha Tznua. which is an interesting language. It uses a double language. Tehe, you should be a modest woman. Modest woman. And I think that the Medrash is saying, because it's a little funny, this double language, but I think that it's saying to each part of the body, which potentially could be used in a haughty way, in a powerful way, be an isha tznua. Use that part with modesty. Be careful with your power, isha tznua, because the essence of who you are created from that tznias part, that modest part of the human body. So the atzmius of, right, the etzem, which means a bone, and it also means essence, the essence of who you are is modesty. That's who you are at your root. Might get covered up by other things. The ego might take over, but this is it. Now, interestingly, the Medrash goes on to say, and it's really not the main point of what I want to speak about, but it's still worth reading. It's still important. Aval bichein v'tifru kol atzasi. Right, the human being was created with, at their essence, modesty. Modesty. But still, as is the way of everything that Hashem created, we're separate. We have our own minds. Hashem gave us free will. And we defied the will of Hashem. Even though Hashem says, I didn't create her from the head of Adam, but still, the human being walks around with a haughty look, with a haughty, you know, with the head held high. Shenemar v'teilachnin tuyasgara. And Pasuk says in Yishai, Paragimel, Pasuk Dazayin, that they walked around in their sinful state with their neck showing, you know, with their heads up. Lemon ayim arehi sakronis. I didn't create her from the eye of Adam, but still, the human being is overly interested in seeing things that they shouldn't be seeing. Shenemar u'misakris enoyim. In the negative state, in the fallen state of the human being, we're the opposite of what Hashem wanted. She's always trying to hear the news. Maybe the human being is always interested. Naturally, we're all interested in hearing what's going on with other people. Interestingly, it just brings Sarah. Sarah Yimenu, she's listening to what's going on. She's listening to the conversation between Avram Avinu and the angels. Which is interesting because the Medrash is bringing it in a negative sense, saying that the human being became someone, even a great tzaddikus, Sarah Imenu, even she had the challenge of wanting to overhear what's going on. And the psukim, if you look at the psukim, she's supposed to hear this information. The information was being communicated to her. Avram already knew that he's going to have a child. The information was for Sarah. But she's listening. She's listening. Right? And here's another example of she should have been made from the heart. She couldn't, Hashem did not want to make her from the heart because the heart is the seat of jealousy. And he didn't want that to be at her essence. But Rachel Imenu was jealous of her sister Leah. Leah had kids. She didn't yet have kids. And I want to point that it was a kinah seifrim. It was really in a certain way a proper use of kinah of jealousy. Because Rachel is going to have two tribes of the Jewish people, and really ultimately three tribes. Binyamin, Yosef splits into Menashe and Ephraim. But nevertheless, there was, at the essence of the human being, they have a heart. And they have ears. We said Hashem didn't want to create her from the hand because she'll be taking things that are not hers, touching things that are not hers. And Rachel also, besides her jealousy, so she also took with her hands the trophim, the idols of love, and she wanted to take them away so that he shouldn't serve these idols anymore. So it was used in a quasi good, quasi negative way. Pasuk says about Dina that she walked out and she ended up in trouble with Shechem. It's a whole story over there. But the idea here is that each of these aspects of the human being can be used in a negative sense and create or wreak havoc. Person who is jealous, they're their hearts are broken. Person who's trying to listen to things maybe they shouldn't be listening to, hear things. Their hearts are broken. Their ears are broken. Person who's going to places they shouldn't go, taking things they shouldn't take. Their limbs are broken. What's the essence of who they're supposed to be? The essence of who they're supposed to be is to be careful to use their power. The heart has an incredible power. It's emotional. It has to be used correctly. It has to be used in its right sense for gratitude, let's say. Fill my heart with gratitude. Thank you so much, Hashem, for a beautiful garden, beautiful home, beautiful family. So many blessings. Fill my heart with that. What am I listening to? Let me hear words of Torah. Let me hear words of inspiration, spiritual words. Let me hear good news. Use my hands to turn the pages of the Gemara, to give tzedakah to a poor person, to do chesed. Let me use my feet to get to shul, to go to places of mitzvah. It has to be that I use the... What does modesty mean? And I want to read to you more about what it means. But what does modesty mean? It means using the power that I have. Each of these parts of the human body gives me power. If I use my heart correctly, I can have an influence and an impact on myself, on others. That's what modesty is, being careful to use the power that I have in the right way, in the way which serves Hashem, in the way which serves others around me. And I want to share with you one more piece of the Medrash, which it's a little bit mavhil. It's a little bit, I don't want to say the word disturbing, but it's a little bit interesting and difficult that the Medrash talks about this point, this topic, but I think it's important to understand it and to have a takeaway from it, which is significant. Pasuk says, and we read this Pasuk, Vayemer ha'adam zois ha'pam. Adam says, when he sees Chava, this woman that Hashem brings to him, he says, this time, this is a piece of me that Hashem has created. Zois ha'pam, this time. What is this word, zois ha'pam? There was only one time, like we said before. So what is the zois ha'pam? So where pam means time. It also comes from the word poem, which means halev poem. The heart beats. There's a rhythm. There's a rhythm. Something happens over and over again. There's a rhythm. That's what the word pam means, this time. Something happens multiple times. We talk about a pam. So what does it mean? Heich ma de'at omar. Zois ish asido lahakish alai kezug. This one that was created, this woman that was created is going to, she's going to bang on me. She's going to be in my heart over and over again like a bell. You have a bell that rings, ding. Ding, think of the bells of a huge clock. Ding, 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 over and over again. It's something that I hear over and over again. It's hard to get out of my heart. Hechmadat Omar, pa'amoin zo verimoin. Pasuk says, pa'amoin zo verimoin. I think it's talking about it's very interesting. It's talking about the bell. The bell that was on, there were bells and pomegranates that were on the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest. What was the idea of the bell? What was the idea of this adornment of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest? It was a constant reminder. In a positive sense, so talk about it in a positive sense, but so before we turn to what the Medrash is saying, in a positive sense, I need a constant reminder in my Avodas Hashem. I want to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need to constantly be reminding myself, Hashem is with me. One of the Shish Mitzvahs Tmidius. Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Tamid. I place Hashem before me always. Hashem is right here. He's sitting next to me. He's inside of my heart. He's whispering to me all the time. Hashem, be here with me. I'm inviting Hashem, asking Hashem, be with me. Or reminding myself Hashem is with me. But that's what the Kohen Gadol represents. But in a certain sense, the Medrash is saying, Zohi shehoisa mefamteini kol alayla kula. Hashem, placed him in a tardema. He was asleep, in a deep sleep. And what is he experiencing in that deep sleep? What is the recurring dream that's happening over and over again? He's dreaming and he's experiencing this woman named Chava, the most beautiful woman in the world. The only woman in the world, of course. But he's experiencing it over and over again, and he's thinking about her, and he's dreaming about her. And it can have a negative consequence. Meshech says something very interesting. You know, when a person has a dream, and he dreams about what we're talking about, so that he wakes up from the dream, and he feels exhausted from the dream. He was exhausted even though he didn't physically have any kind of interaction. Right? But there's an exhaustion that comes because of the dream. Meshech says, that's what's going on here. Hashem embedded into the human being, into the man, that he's going to dream about his helpmate. He's going to dream about her, and he's not going to be able to get her out of his head. It's going to keep, it's like a pa'amon, like a ringing bell. It's going to keep coming back. It's going to be like that song that you can't get out of your head. It's like just, the song keeps going over and over in your head. Can't get rid of it. That thought of her is going to beat in his head. And I was thinking, besides for it being, you know, kind of a warning, watch out, you know, this is human nature. And we gotta be aware of it, and we gotta, you know, in the appropriate times, protect ourselves from it. Make sure, be careful what we're looking at, be careful what we're seeing. And it can be true in the direction of a man to a woman, it can be true in the opposite direction as well. We have to know our power. And we spoke about tznius, and I specifically spoke about it. Modesty means being careful with our power. You know, each person has a certain power. I know personally, people see me, they smile when they see me, they recognize me, they know me from my music, maybe they know me from my different attire, whatever it is. But people, there's a certain power. When you see somebody famous, you feel bottled to them. You feel, you would do whatever they asked. If somebody famous came over to you and said, "Will you do me a favor?" It's easy to do that favor. And it's also true of member of the opposite gender, you know, we're drawn to and we become bottled to another person, another human being. And that's a certain power. And we need to be aware of our power. Each person has a power. Each person has a talent. Each person has something in them that other people can be bottled to. If you're a parent, you have power over your kids. If you're a friend, friends also have power. When you invest in a relationship with somebody else, you have power over that person. The person is inclined to do what you ask. And when the Medrash says that at the root of Chava, she's made from something that's hidden, from a bone, from a rib which is hidden, from a modest aspect. What is modesty really? It means a person's very rich, let's say, and they have lots of money. They want to have a beautiful house, a really nice car. I know of a guy, a friend of mine from yeshiva, grew up in the Musa world, and he's a very wealthy person, and he drives a not wealthy car, Vidavka, specifically, not to flaunt it, modesty. I can have power over somebody else by driving a fancy car. I feel powerful. People respect it. When I get out of that fancy car, people show me respect. I have a very nice house. People pass by and they might feel jealous. And that's something that, you know, naturally a human being wants to make others feel jealous. But I get power over somebody else. I'm powerful. And the Torah, the Medrash teaches us, and the Torah teaches us, I have power over others. Each person has power in a different area, but I have to be careful with my power. And that's what modesty is. At the essence of who I am, and I feel bad when I use my power. I feel terrible when I use my power. I feel uncomfortable with it. The Torah is saying that uncomfortability is the etzem. Etzem me'atzama, it's the essence of the human being. That's how Chava was created. And really all of us have a female aspect to ourselves. And we feel bad when we use our power. And we have to be careful to use our power correctly. Not to abuse our power. We have to know that we can have an impact on other people. We can end up in people's dreams. Like a pa'amon, like a bell ringing in somebody else's. And we can do that by saying a negative word to somebody, heaven forbid. Causing somebody pain. That pain that they feel again and again. That's something that we have the potential to cause. We have to be careful. And that's powerful. It's powerful to cause someone pain. I have power over them. But the Torah is teaching us, be modest with your power. Be careful with your power. If you're a parent, be careful with the threat of punishment. If you're a friend, be careful with the threat of holding back your friendship. If you're a spouse, be careful with the power that you have over your spouse, with what they need, that you provide. Be careful with your power. Be modest with your power. Know that you have the power to be ringing in their heads for good or for not so good. And we have an obligation to use it b'tznius. And it's hard. It's hard. We can watch our kids and see, or watch ourselves, how we've interacted with our siblings and see how it's very easy to misuse our power. But it's so important, the idea of modesty. And the moment we step into modesty, the tznius is the essence of who we are. And really, that's the essence of who Hashem is. Is there anyone more modest than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem is great. He's the creator of the world, 13.8 billion light years across. We can't even be masik. We can't understand what it means, even one light year. 13.8 billion light years. The entire earth, all of the beautiful, the trees and the green and the, all of mankind, all of the animal kingdom. Hashem created it all. He's hidden within it all. Anonymous. Tznius. And when we act with tznius, we don't abuse our power, overuse our power. We are in the space where Hashem is. That's where He is. We're in that space where Hashem is. And the Torah is teaching us the message of what it looks like inside of a relationship between a man and a woman. Is be careful. Be careful with your power. Be careful with who you are and the influence that you exert over others because of your relationship with them. So I want to bless you. Ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us. That we should notice. It starts with noticing. Vayiven, His binding. Hashem contemplated how He's going to create Chava. We have to contemplate. Where is it that we each have power? In our relationships with others. How do we impact others? Hashem should help us to recognize it, to see it, to contemplate it. Hashem should help us to be modest, to use our power carefully, to always have a positive impact on those around us, and to limit the negative impact as much as we can. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.